This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Amelia Greco, AmeliaGreco, date of birth 10/29/1940, date of appointment 1/9/2024. Requesting physician Hafiz Rehman, HAFEEZREHMAN. Dear Dr. Rehman, I have the pleasure of seeing Amelia Greco today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she's 83 year old, right-handed Caucasian woman who on December 13/2022 admitted to the St. Mary's Hospital. She was found on the floor by the grandson with foaming from the mouth, loss of consciousness. She woke up in the hospital. She was diagnosed with the COVID pneumonia. She has a history of stage 3 lung cancer and on chemotherapy. There was no tongue biting, no incontinence. Postictal confusion was present. MRI of the brain done in the hospital. Which shows tiny foci of magnetic susceptibility scattered in the cerebral hemisphere, suggesting tiny old hemorrhages. There was no evidence of acute infarction. CT of the head done, which did not show any. Changes at that time. Repeat CT of the head done on 1/5/2024, which shows subdural hygroma bilaterally. Past medical history, no, please write that she is doing fine now. She is unstable on the feet. She has presently shingles on the back. Memory is not good, forget easily. Past medical history. Lung cancer. Hiatal hernia. Coronary artery disease. GERD, obstructive sleep apnea, COPD, myocardial infarction, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, part surgical history, cataract removal bilaterally, tooth extraction, right knee replacement, bypass, surgery of the heart, bladder repair, C-spine fusion, total right knee replacement, socialist history, former smoker, stopped in 1985, occasionally drink alcohol, she's LPN, she's widowed, lives alone, have one daughter, family history, mother deceased, heart failure, father deceased, aneurysm in the heart, two sister passed away, four brother, one alive. Allergy, non-drug allergy, medication, gabapentin, valacyclovir, losartan, oxybutynin, aspirin, betinigi, pantoprazole, folic acid, Zetia, Lipitor, B12 injection, lidocaine patch. Review of the system, I personally review the journal Skin Metabolic Endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she's having headache, vertigo, lightheadedness, confusion, memory loss. Review of the system, I personally review the journal Skin Metabolic Endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having a vertigo, lightheadedness, confusion, physical examination, blood pressure 110 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft bowel sound, present neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3. I did the mini mental status examination and she scored 28 out of 30. No aphasia, no dysarthria. Her pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination is strength 545, deep tender reflexes 204, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pin prick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Please rewrite again. Sensory system examination revealed decreased pin prick and vibratory sensation in the feet. Assessment and plan. 83-year-old right-handed Caucasian, Caucasian woman whose history An examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, bilateral cerebral hygroma. Number two, tiny old bleed in the brain. Number four, bilateral decreased hearing. Number five, peripheral sensory neuropathy. Number six, gait ataxia. Next paragraph. Patient is neurologically stable. But I will repeat the CAT scan of the head in 2 weeks to see the progress of the hygroma. Her confusion is due to the mild cognitive impairment. I would like to see her back in my office in 1 month. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.